listening to the Early Childhood Leadership Academy podcast at Erickson Institute. Thank you for joining us as we continue the diversity conversation with Bessie Alcantara and Jim Norman.
Hi, Jim. During our last session, you gave us a personal diversity maturity index, and I want to talk to you a little bit about the following. Question three asked about the most important reason to respond to diversity effectively. And two of the options given were because it's the right thing to do or because it makes the organization more competitive. Understanding how interest convergence plays a part in this. Can you talk a little bit about why we promote from the making the organization more competitive?
The author created the questions in the PDMI to focus in on the six characteristics of a diversity mature individual. So the notion that it's the moral right thing to do, the answer to that is yes. But that it will make my organization competitive identifies diversity as an organizational change initiative, one that involves everyone, and one that everyone has a vested interest in. So the answer is, it will make my organization more competitive. We will all benefit if we pursue it. It also is the right thing to do. But I think if we look at diversity inside organizations and even in society, while we all know, or many know, that it is the right thing to do, diversity and inclusion has had its fits and starts throughout the years because we haven't found for everyone, irrespective of race and gender, a common reason to move forward. That by advancing the goals of diversity and inclusion, my interests move forward and your interests move forward. So that's why the author has a preference, number one, for having us have that discussion and surfacing those issues, and two, to say that this is kind of an organizational change initiative, and what we're looking for is a long-term mutual interest and a mutual motivator.
I appreciate your explanation of this. This is a question that I think personally I really wrestled with, as I like to appeal to the sense of doing the right thing and social justice, but it changes the perspective in terms of how we promote this organizationally.
I think, you know, the challenge sometimes, if we take the position it's the moral right thing to do, and we're talking to someone who's not engaged at the present moment, it puts them at a disadvantage. And actually, you're saying by reference, I'm right and you're wrong. And that's not the way to engage others in kind of a long-term journey. If you said, yes, it is the moral right thing to do, but let me tell you how we benefit in this organization by bringing difference to this topic and to this complex issue. Can I show you how, when we've done that, either by attribute or behavioral diversity, how the organization has benefited, how you personally have benefited? So an example where if I were working with a group and we're trying to recruit more diverse talent into the organization, and if I say we're really having a problem with retention of Latinos, especially from the University of Puerto Rico, and I say, well, so what kind of problems are we having? Well, they don't, you know, they're new to the city. It's a big city, where to live, getting a driver's license. And, oh, so much like a kid who came from Boston College, huh? Because we're having the same retention issues with kids from Boston College and Cornell and UCLA. So what you're really saying is the organization has a very ineffective kind of recruitment and conversion strategy of our interns. But it's by bringing those different perspectives together that it brings this problem to light that we all work on for the benefit of everyone.
I love that example and the fact that it highlights our similarities as opposed to our differences.
That is one of the key points of diversity and maturity, the definition of diversity, collective mixture of similarities and differences. And so often we focus on differences, and then if you say it's the moral right thing to do and we're focused on differences, well, where's the reason for me to engage? Where's our commonality? And so I think the importance of understanding similarities is a way to bind to another and move forward.
Thank you, Jim, for that thought-provoking discussion.
Please join us for the next podcast in this series entitled Bridging the Gap Between Individual and Organizational Culture.